has nothing to do with sex. Has to do with saving. And tell him, KGO, San Francisco, San Jose, Oakland.
From ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Almost 4 months after it ruptured, the attempt to plug the broken Gulf oil well for good is underway. ABC's Jeffrey Kaufman says heavy mud is being pumped into the Macondo well.
We will know this afternoon whether it's working. They say it's only going to be a matter of hours as long as the well accepts the mud, and they think it will. They'll know they're on target, and they will just continue doing it at a very slow rate, a couple of barrels of mud a minute. There's no need to go fast. They just want to gradually force that oil down 2 miles into the Earth's core and back into the reservoir and fill that entire pipe, 13,000 feet of it, with heavy drill mud.
ABC's Jeffrey Kaufman in Burris, Louisiana. A new study asserts that the Obama administration is actually putting the boot to more illegal aliens than its predecessor.
In a recent interview, Sarah Palin said President Obama doesn't have the cojones to enforce immigration laws, but a data research project at Syracuse University finds the Obama administration is actually deporting more illegal immigrants than the Bush administration did, deporting 279,000 illegals from October through June, compared to around 255,000 during the same period in 2008. Alex Stone, ABC News.
Omar Thornton faced firing from his job as a truck driver at a beer distributorship in Manchester, Connecticut. Police say he took a gun to work and started shooting. He killed 8 people before taking his own life, Police Lieutenant Joe San Antonio.
He was found shot. The police did not discharge their weapons at any time during the response.
At least 2 people were wounded. Here in New York City, a commission has denied landmark status to a building near the destroyed World Trade Center site. The move clears the way for conversion of the property into an Islamic prayer center. There are very vocal opponents, but New York Mayor Michael Bloomberg says the owners have the right to use the site as a house of worship. On Wall Street, just before the close, the Dow is down 50 points, the Nasdaq off 14. You're listening to ABC News.
Ford and Lincoln Mercury Service presents Mike Rowe with some important information about the big tire sale.
Well, that about sums it up, really. It's a tire sale. And it's big.
I'll say, when you buy 4 Goodyear, Continental, Hankook, Yokohama, or Pirelli tires, you get a $100 cash rebate. $100. You forgot to mention that, Mike.
Well, that's why you're here.
Thank you.
It's the big tire sale at your Ford and Lincoln Mercury dealers.
See participating California dealership or visit genuineservice.com for mail-in rebate and details through 83110.
Kevin Richards is concerned about his identity.
Where have you been?
Hanging out in cyberspace? It's the new Hawaii.
No. What if someone got a hold of you? Like, if a criminal got caught and gave the cops you, I could lose my job.
Oh, you mean your cubicle-dwelling yes-man job?
Yes! No!
Now is not the time to risk losing your identity. It's time to get Identity Guard. Credit reports, state-of-the-art protection, and 24/7 monitoring. Identity Guard. Your identity is counting on you. Visit IdentityGuard.com today. That's IdentityGuard.com.
A sad story from Great Britain is highlighting the fears of any parent caring for a severely disabled child. What happens when the parent gets older? This past weekend, the bodies of a woman and her adult shut-in daughter were found inside their home.
It appears that 67-year-old Stefania Wolf, who provided round-the-clock care for her wheelbound chair daughter, died suddenly about 6 weeks ago, and that 29-year-old Sam starved to death. Neighbors say the mother once pinned a sheet on the roof of the house with the word help in red letters, but county council officials say she'd refused the offer of its social services.
ABC's Linda Albin in London. Tomorrow, August 4th, is President Obama's birthday, and ABC's Ann Compton says the president isn't shy about spreading the news.
The serenading has only just begun.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
President Obama seems to wince when he brings up his age.
It is true. I will be 49 this week.
It shows.
I have a lot more gray hair than I did last year.
Democrats are using the birthday to raise campaign donations. Ann Compton, ABC News, the White House.
Tales of the criminal entrepreneurial spirit. Authorities in Wisconsin trying to determine who sent emails trying to extort at least a half dozen lawmakers by threatening to infect their statehouse computers with child pornography. The sender demands lawmakers cut all funding to the state task force investigating child sex crimes. This is ABC News.
Ford and Lincoln Mercury Service presents Mike Rowe with some important information about the big tire sale.
Well, that about sums it up, really. It's a tire sale, And it's big.
I'll say, when you buy four Goodyear, Continental, Hankook, Yokohama, or Pirelli tires, you get a $100 cash rebate. $100. You forgot to mention that, Mike.
Well, that's why you're here.
Thank you.
It's the big tire sale at your Ford and Lincoln Mercury dealers.
See participating California dealership or visit genuineservice.com for mail-in rebate and details through 83110.
I'm Richard Cantu, ABC News.
KGO Radio News Time 105. Good afternoon. I'm Chris Brecher, and here's what's happening around the Bay Area. Democrats in the state legislature say they have a balanced budget that they will make public this afternoon. San Francisco Muni announced today that by next month it will restore 60% of the service cuts made earlier this year. The search is on for 16 horses found abandoned in a field near Salinas one day but gone the next. The horses need medical attention. There is a reward. Now the Bay Area's best traffic coverage. Here's Joe Anthony.
Now we start in San Francisco, 280 northbound at Cesar Chavez. There's an accident there. A couple of cars in the left lane. Fremont 880 northbound before Fremont Boulevard South. There's a crash that's on the right shoulder. This part is brought to you by New York Life Insurance Company. 165 years of financial strength. Help ensure your loved ones will always be taken care of. Talk to your New York Life agent to see why they're a company you keep. To learn more, visit www.newyorklife.com/Bay Area. With the Bay Area's best traffic coverage, I'm Joe Anthony, KGO Radio News.
This is KGO.
The number one health program for over 30 years. Life, liberty, and the pursuit of healthiness with Dr. Dina Dow.
Hi, everybody. Dr. Dina Dow here. Welcome to the program. It always pays to read the fine print, so hear from the gossip columns. Mrs. Tom Brady, supermodel Gisele Bündchen, gave birth 8 months ago to a son, Benjamin, and she's offering her opinion on a particular health matter that's near and dear to my heart, breastfeeding. And she says, I think there ought to be a worldwide law that mothers should breastfeed their babies for 6 months. I think breastfeeding should be mandatory for the first 6 months of a child's life. And I said to myself, well, that's a good thing, a little radical, making it a law, but at least here is a, you know, famous person saying the right thing. And then I had to read further. It's a great example of how you can have the wrong reasons for saying the right thing. You know, sometimes a stopwatch is right twice a day. No, it's always right twice a day, right? First, she had her baby at home in a bathtub. Then she says, as far as breastfeeding, are you going to give chemical food to your child when they're so little? As in, you know, formulas, chemical food. It's not better, of course, but she's outspoken in her beliefs about natural childbirth. Not only did she give birth in a bathtub, but she used meditation and yoga. I don't have major objections to that to help her cope with the pain. And one cute quip, she says, it's called labor, not holiday, for a reason. And I knew that. As far as home births, you know, the definitive study was done about 2 months ago. I mean, it came out about 2 months ago. And the problem with home births is like the problem with vitamins, the problem with wine, is that the groups of people who do these things are very different. So a person who has a home birth is usually someone in better health, better access to health care, you know, is into all the health movements, is socio-demographically, you know, better off. So you can compare, say, to the inner-city poor woman who might want to try a home birth. So the latest study, very careful look at it, and found, indeed, the risk of a baby dying and of problems is higher in a home birth than in a hospital birth, but the rates are so low. Modern obstetrics is so fantastic that the chance of anything bad happening to a mother from an obstetrical point of view is so, so low. The difference is minuscule. But don't let anyone sell you on the idea that a home birth is safer, because it's not statistically. And as far as giving birth in a bathtub and the underwater birth thing, it's just really hard to find enough women who are out there enough to want to even do that, like give birth in a bathtub. I remember when that started. I know. These are the kind of things I kind of want to apologize for being a hippie. I had a kid at home. I'll never do that again, and I'm a doctor. That was like trial by fire. Hey, listen to this. Here's a rehab clinic taking a different approach here. It's in Holland. It's It's a very innovative rehab clinic for alcoholics, and they are allowed to drink up to five liters of beer a day. And they say that keeping them buzzed throughout the day, and the clinic feels this is going to help them eventually stop drinking, it actually makes them a little alcohol in their bloodstream. Their heads are clearer. The rehab employees can work with them. They can get them to see a doctor or a psychiatrist and to eat and to shower and to keep their behavior under control. They get medication and they get three meals a day. And what do you think about that? And the goal is eventually to get them to stop. But you ever try to get an alcoholic who's in the throes of withdrawal to talk to a psychiatrist or a doctor? Forget about it. So there may be a little something there. Speaking of drugs, another lawsuit here. What do you think of this one? So the wife has the husband on her health plan at work. And she has medical savings account funded with pre-tax dollars, regulated by the IRS. And she asked her employer, could she buy, of course her husband's on her plan, could she buy his medical marijuana, right, for which he has a prescription, using the funds? Now that's tricky. There's a can of worms. Can a pre-tax dollar-funded medical savings account regulated by the Internal Revenue Service of the United States of America be used to purchase a drug that's illegal under federal statutes, even if they live in Colorado, treats it as a legitimate medication? And this is reflecting the Walmart lawsuit in Michigan. An employee who has a brain tumor was fired by the retailer after a positive test on the job. And that's coming to court. Let's see, we have a court date on that. And that could go all the way. It says he uses pain for an inoperable brain tumor. He sued in state court, saying the retailer was wrong to fire him in his job as an inventory manager. Now, right now, as you know, the federal government, because they're really smart people, lists marijuana as Schedule 1. That's when synthetic heroin, LSD... And, of course, that's the beginning of the problem, which makes it impossible to do research on. Go out and try to get a research grant to do something with a Schedule 1 drug. Okay, here's a blockbuster. I get asked this question all the time. Sometimes people ask it very quietly because it smacks of elitism, racism, foreign-born doctors. And before we get into this, foreign-born graduates of foreign medical schools, let's put it that way, make up a quarter of all practicing doctors in the United States. And one of the problems is that doctors from other countries are filling in a gap in specialties like family practice and internal medicine, as American students turn away from that in favor of more lucrative specialties, you know, like cardiology. The United States medical schools are expanding their class size to try to get more doctors. And it may backfire. It says if schools in the U.S. lower their standards to fill new spots and begin admitting the kind of American applicants who go overseas, they may turn out less competent doctors. So here's a study. They analyzed records of 250,000 hospitalizations in Pennsylvania and people who were admitted with congestive heart failure or had a heart attack. And here you go. Are you ready? Patients treated by foreign-born doctors who trained in other countries do just as well as people treated by doctors educated in the United States. Now, first, it's important to know that if you're a foreign-born doctor, you've got to pass the tests here, right? And you have to complete a residency here, and that's critical to the specialty. That's where you're doing hands-on under the eyeballs of the professors and the whole deal here in the United States. So you get through that, you're okay. But listen to this one. A doctor who is an American who went to a medical school overseas and then comes back here to practice, in that situation, patients with heart disease, these kinds of doctors, patients have longer hospital stays and higher death rates. Not a huge difference. Why? Well, it says here, Americans who study medicine elsewhere do so because their grades and their test scores were too low to get into a medical school in the United States, where it's very competitive, and they may be less capable in the first place. Another possibility is a lot of overseas medical schools that Americans attend may not be up to par. See, there are certain schools in certain parts of the world that cater to Americans who couldn't get into American medical schools. And these may be different from the schools that a foreign national would go to in their native language in their country. So there you have finally the answer on that one. So you don't need to worry about where your doctor was, where your doctor was born. This one you should worry about. We've been on this for years. I've read the most of the reports, Consumer Reports, trustworthy organization, finally seeing things exactly the way we see them here on this program. And I'll, rather than read you from their report, I'll read you one of the wire copy versions of it. I've checked it against the original, and it's good. It's about dietary supplements. Quote, many dietary supplements contain ingredients that may cause cancer, heart problems, liver, or kidney damage, but U.S. stores sell them anyway, and Americans spend millions. U.S. FDA lacks the power to regulate such supplements, and the agency rarely uses what little power it does have. The report from the influential group, that's Consumer Reports, urged Congress to speed up small moves towards giving the agency more clout, especially regulating supplements. Despite the natural labels carried by these supplements, many are contaminated, yet Americans flock to take them. Market is $27 billion. $27 billion in 2009. There are 54,000 dietary supplements in the Natural Medicines Comprehensive Database. One-third have some level of safety. Some level. The FDA has not inspected any supplement factories in China. They pointed to 12 supplements that it could be dangerous. They say, do not take these. Oh, should I read you the list? Lohimbine, lobelia, kava, grater, celandine, germanium, country mallow, comfrey, coltsfoot, colloidal silver. Boy, we battled on that one, huh? Chaparral, bitter orange, aconite. Bitter orange, is, by the way, is what they replaced ephedrine in all the over-the-counter diet pills. Look on the diet pills. You'll see it's bitter orange. It's there. Consumer Reports says do not take them, yet we're powerless to stop it. Dangers of liver, kidney damage, heart rhythm disorders, unhealthy blood pressure levels, blah, blah, blah. Here's my favorite line, because they could have lifted this from this program 30 years ago. The group is critical. Well, it's actually not true, because the law, I mean, oh, even though I've been bellyaching, the law came in, you know, about the early 90s, mid-90s. The group is critical of the Dietary Supplement Health and Education Act, or DSHEA, which it describes as industry-friendly, and which prevents the FDA from regulating supplements in the same way it regulates other medications. The FTC regulates the marketing of herbal supplements, whose makers are not allowed to claim they treat medical conditions. The FDA has only banned one supplemental ingredient in history, and that's ephedrine. Supplements are marketed with very seductive and sometimes overblown sales pitches for increasing your performance in the bedroom, slimming down, boosting your athletic prowess. It goes on and on. There's a section in this article in Consumer Reports having to do with buying multiple vitamins, right? I'll just read you the last sentence. Americans spend almost $5 billion on multiple vitamins, and I'm quoting Consumer Reports, so get off my back, please. There's virtually no evidence that they improve the average person's health. So what do you think about that? $5 billion market, virtually no evidence they improve the average person's health. Shopping for a multivitamin has crossed the line from being confusing to becoming mind-bending, and they go, they talk about walking in an average drugstore and how many different, 50, more than 50 adult multivitamin mineral supplements. Goes on and on and on and on. Here's another separate, new report, having to do with weight loss. And they looked at a lot of popular ingredients for weight loss, and the following, you know, you would know this. I mean, this is common sense. Do not work. Carnitine, polyglucosamine, cabbage powder, guarana seed powder, bean extract, konjac extract, fiber, sodium alginate, and selected plant extracts are no more effective than placebo over an eight-week period. And then they got to do more studies on the rest of them, on chromium picolinate, ephedra, bitter orange, conjugated linoleic acid, calcium, guar gum, glucomen, chitosan, and green tea. That's forthcoming. Okay, you want to go into the low-carb versus low-fat diet game again? Yet another study. So they had low-carb group followed a napkin-style plan, strictly limiting carbohydrates in the first 12 weeks to 20 grams or 80 calories worth, with vegetables only sourced, and they gradually add small amounts of carbs from certain fruits, grains, and dairy. They're allowed to eat as much protein and fat as they want. Then there's a low-fat group, cut their calories to between 12 and 800 a day, 1,800 a day, depending on sex and body weight, aim to get 55% of calories from carbs, 30% from fat, which is still very high, by the way. Over the first year, same amount of weight loss, averaging 22 pounds. Second year, managed to keep off 15 pounds. No difference between the low-fat and the high-carb group. First month of the study, the low-fat group had dropped their LDL. The low-carb group had a rise in their HDL. And the most common symptom long-term was constipation in the low-carb eaters. Hair loss. The low carb group, hair loss, bad breath, and some other side effects. I call it a draw. All right. This is a part where we do something we call in this program the tease to get you to hang in there. Doesn't have to be very complicated. You'll listen. This one's about sex. I'm Dr. Dean Adell, 1-800-548-TALK, 1-800-548-8255. Again, 1-800-548-8255 or TALK. I'm Dr. Dean Adell.
Do you know if you qualify for the credit card bailout program? If your credit card debt is out of control, there's powerful information you need to know about the new Credit Card Reform Act. If you have more than $10,000 in credit card debt, you have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe, with monthly payments you can afford. Credit card companies have been given billions and need to clean their books once and for all, and that's great news for you. We're Credit Answers, and we'd like to offer you free information that will show you how to settle your credit card debt with payment plans customized for you. It's yours free by calling 1-800-795-5494. Don't declare bankruptcy. Give us 10 minutes and learn how we have saved our clients millions. Live better, debt-free. For free information on how to settle your credit card debt in the government bailout era, call 1-800-795-5494. That's 1-800-795-5494. 1-800-795-5494. Individual results may vary. Program not available in all states. See contract for complete terms.
Hi, I'm Joan Hamburg, radio host and consumer advocate. Just yesterday, I was talking with a young woman who was expecting a baby, and she was telling me about all the things she still needed to get for the baby. But then I told her a secret. I told her about the one thing she needed to get for herself, Colace capsules. So many women experience occasional constipation after having a baby, and Colace capsules can help. So if you're approaching childbirth, go out today, buy some Colace capsules. And of course, if you're pregnant or breastfeeding, consult a healthcare professional before use and use only as directed. You know that Colace is the number one stool softener brand recommended by doctors and pharmacists. And now you can get a big $10 in savings. Go to GetConstipationRelief.com. Enter the promo code Joan. And to learn more about Colace and Senecot brands, it's easy. Go to GetConstipationRelief.com.
Self-starters, clutch performers, profit drivers. This is your ride, a network strong enough to power your business wherever inspiration leads. To new opportunities, bigger ideas, better mousetraps. With Verizon Mobile Broadband, your signal is strong and the road to glory is yours for the taking. Don't leave critical connections to chance. Stay connected out of the office and keep your small business moving forward with reliable email, reliable downloads, and an undeniable advantage.
Sign up with Verizon Wireless today and get a free USB 760 modem after $50 mail-in rebate debit card and new two-year agreement on a mobile broadband plan. That's a good deal and good business. After all, sending a strong signal sends a strong message.
So grab the wheel, pop the clutch, connect with a vengeance, and leave the competition spinning their wheels.
Talk to a Verizon small business specialist today. Call 1-800-VZW-4BIZ or visit verizonwireless.com/smallbusiness. Activation, early termination, and other fees apply. Coverage details at verizonwireless.com.
Hello.
love hangover is one thing. For everything else, you do need a cure. And that's why there's Dr. Dina Dell. Now available simply by dialing 800-548-TALK. This is Heather, standing by at 800-548-8255.
Hi, everybody. Dr. Dina Dell here. Welcome to the program. Let's start with Nick. How you doing, Nick? Welcome.
Hi, Dr. Dean. You were talking about supplements that can cause cancer, and I believe you were referring to the impurities that are in a lot of these supplements, especially from foreign countries like India and China and so on, which can the toxins in there can lead to cancer. There's a common one, even should many people use. It's an ingredient in smoothies, and some people just take it straight in pills or powder. It's a blue-green algae called spirulina, and even if it's 100% pure, it can still cause liver cancer. And the reason why is because, being that it's a blue-green algae, it's a cyanobacterial algae, and cyanobacteria produce a cyanide containing toxin called mycocystin.
And these, microcystins, yes.
Yeah, the microcystins, our livers cannot eliminate the microcystins. So they accumulate in the liver, and I suppose it depends on the quantity of spirulina that you get. If you get too much, you know, like on a daily basis or something, or regularly, there would be so much of it that would accumulate in the liver that it would cause cancer.
Yes, I've seen that proposed, and I would even add to what you're saying in that it also does seem that we've done studies on some of just the straight vitamins, which surprised the heck out of us. It's like beta carotene. It's not contaminated, but seems to increase lung cancer in smokers. Vitamin E may increase heart failure. There may be other effects. I can say for sure, just about as sure as I can, that vitamins are worthless, multiple vitamins, except in very specific cases of deficiency. And I'm just, you know, don't shoot the messenger, just talking about the literature. And when you get into supplements, as you mentioned, the contamination is horrible. This stuff is made in China. You trust it? You trust it? It has the pretty little green label on it in the health food store, and it looks so pure. And, you know, we're the best marketers in the country, and often a lot of supplements and vitamins are made, manufactured, produced, and marketed by some of the biggest pharmaceutical houses, you know, in the country. They're not stupid. They're not going to miss out in a $25 billion a year market. And more important, with something like spirulina and blue-green algae and all this stuff, it's fascinating, interesting. We're looking at extracting oils from it, you know, it's a whole interesting organism. But in terms of your health, I have not seen a piece of literature that impresses me. Oh, sure, there's little vitamins and lots of wonderful, nice, natural things in it, but it tastes like yuck. And, you know, there's other things that humans were meant to eat, you know, that taste better. So why not? All right, let's talk to Daniel in Arizona. How you doing, Daniel?
Hi, doctor. I love your show. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I'm suffering from a really frustrating case of folliculitis in my pubic hair area, and I've had it for about almost 5 months now. And I went to see my doctor, and he put me on a round of antibiotics, and I've done that twice now, a week each time. And it's just really persistent. And
that's
just wondering if there's anything that you, any suggestions you had other than, you know, constantly
you're not shaving.
Out.
You're not shaving down there, are you?
No.
Okay, because that's a real important cause of it. Usually you hear folliculitis in a men's beard when you shave. The little ends of the hair get caught. So if you're not shaving, I'm interested in what's going on there. You might have some bacteria that's just nasty, and maybe it has to do with moisture or I got to say, it doesn't come up a lot on the program, and I haven't quite. You'll be our first. So I'm just thinking, what is going on in that area of your body to infect your hair follicles? Unless we're missing something, you're not getting boils. There is a condition that can cause real boils that can start in the follicles in that area. It's called hidradenitis. Hidradenitis. It has to do with the sweat glands and those things. And it's, you know, it's about hot soaks. And sometimes they have to extract the boils and go for it. And, you know, warm soaks seem to help it. I'm looking for some kind of habit, something you're wearing, something you're doing. I'm just thinking of simple things first, because that's, you know, that's where my brain is going. Other than folliculitis, and when it gets infected, you go to the antibiotic route and blah, blah, blah. So I'm drawing a blank. Let me think about that a little bit, all right? All right, when we come back, I don't have to go any more than the three little letters, SCX. An interesting report, by the way, about what happens to your brain. All right? 1-800-548-TALK.
This is an update from the KGO Radio Newsroom. BP has started pumping heavy mud into the blown-out Gulf of Mexico oil well. If this reduces the pressure of the oil, concrete will be pumped in to seal that well for good. San Francisco Muni will restore about 60% of the service it had to cut earlier this year because of the budget deficit. Service returns September 4th. Democrats in the state legislature this afternoon unveiled their version of a balanced budget. They say it includes significant spending cuts, but saves jobs and solves the budget's structural problems. Tonight is National Night Out, and Oakland alone will host 452 block parties for people to get to know their neighbors and their local cops. This is KGO.
Do you feel stuck in your career or worry about the stability of your job? Do you want to earn more or return to the workforce but lack current job skills? Do you need to enhance your current college degree? Do you want to truly change your life? Santa Clara University has helped hundreds of adults change their lives with the Certificate of Advanced Accounting Proficiency Program. You are only 8 months away from a new career. Attend class once a week on either Saturday or Sunday. Begin in September and finish in May, and you can acquire all the accounting units and knowledge you need to take the CPA exam. Launch yourself into a high-paying career, job security, and lots of opportunities for advancement with the Advanced Accounting Proficiency Program at Santa Clara University. Space is limited, so don't delay. Call right now and ask about their extended weekend course. 408-554-4521. That's 408-554-4521. It all starts with a phone call. For information and videos, go to kgoradio.com. 4.75%. Good mortgage. 4.5%. Great mortgage. But CMG Mortgage has all of these beat hands down. At CMG Mortgage, they have the best mortgage, and they challenge any lender to beat it. Because it's no mortgage. That's right. The best mortgage is no mortgage. And with CMG's patented home ownership accelerator loan, you could find yourself without a mortgage in half the time it'll take you to pay off a normal loan, saving you tens or hundreds of thousands in interest in the process. So you could focus on only getting the best rate and hit that 30-year reset button again. Or you could get the home ownership accelerator loan and be mortgage-free in just years, not decades. Think you have a great loan? Call. You'll be blown away. Call CMG Mortgage. At 888-264-4463. That's 888-CMG-HOME. Or visit kgoradio.com/mortgage. That's kgoradio.com/mortgage. Draws, terms, and variance and rate will affect loan payoff and interest savings. Credit on approval licensed by the Department of Corporations under the California Residential Mortgage Lending Act.
When you want to talk to someone, you just pick up the phone and dial. But what if it weren't that easy? Hi, I'm Lisa Gibbons, and I'm excited to tell you about the California Telephone Access Program, CTAP. If you or someone you know has trouble seeing, hearing, speaking, moving, or remembering, CTAP has specialized phones available at no cost to you. These phones flash for incoming calls, turn up the outgoing volume, have big buttons for easier viewing, remember numbers, and more. To learn more about this program, call CTAP at 800-806-1191. My mom had Alzheimer's disease, so I know what a difference these phones can make in keeping people connected to those we love. There's no cost, no obligation, age, or income requirement for this state program. To download your certification form, visit ddtp.org or call CTAP at 800-806-1191. The number again, 800-806-1191. Communicate your way.
Now you can get KGO News Talk 810 wherever you go with the new KGO app. You can listen live, get show information, and get access to exclusive content, including local news and podcasts from Ron Owens, Gene Burns, and Gil Gross, all on your iPhone or BlackBerry. Download it today from the iTunes App Store or BlackBerry App World. Your new free app from News Talk 810 and KGOradio.com.
This report is brought to you by Kentucky Fried Chicken. Celebrate 70 years of original recipe with an amazing value. Chicken and a biscuit for $1.99. Get a freshly cooked drumstick, thigh, and a biscuit for just $1.99. Now at KFC.
Hi, everybody. Dr. Dinadel here. Welcome to the program. Let's talk to Maureen. How you doing, Maureen?
I'm doing great, Dr. Adele. I've just got diagnosed with AML about 4 months ago and been through the heavy regime of chemo.
While I was off
the the other day, I read in one of the many magazines that are scattered that milk thistle is sometimes used to help process the, it helps the liver process the chemo. And given your topic today about the supplements, I'm wondering about your thoughts on it.
Well, you've come up with a unique application there. First, processing the chemo for leukemia. Now, when you say process the chemo, what exactly is your understanding of that? I'm not quite sure what that means.
Well, I got from the article that the milk thistle, because I know people who drink moderately to heavy that take milk thistle, thinking it's going to help their liver. This was an article that said taking these supplements would help the liver. It seemed to me like it would lighten the load on the liver.
Yes, yes. Well, of course, you understand how you know, it's there are a lot of instances like this where people think they can get away with their bad habits by taking something to counteract it. So I'm going to drink too much, and then I'm going to take a supplement to protect my liver. Well, we're sure that drinking too much harms your liver. Milk thistle is interesting. There have been some studies to suggest it might help in healing from liver damage, and the studies which found it to be worthless. I'll tell you something, in both cases, the studies were small, so I call it a draw at the moment. I would not depend on it. I would not fool around with your chemo, simply because we're used to giving you a certain amount of chemo, and then if your liver processes it and detoxifies the chemotherapy too fast, you'll get a lower blood level and you might harm yourself. I'm very sensitive to fooling with Mother Nature in this particular regard. I just have lost more than one friend to something like leukemia, lymphoma, diseases where we can do very well, where we cure most people, and how people do silly things, especially when they forego rational treatment first. I just lost a friend in the last couple of months, I've told you this before, to lymphoma, wanted to try homeopathy and prayer. The poor dear, she's dead. It's sad, and I didn't, you know, because she hid this from me, because people know what I might say. So I wouldn't take anything unless your doctor feels it's okay, and you, and with your leukemia, you want to take the chemotherapy and follow their orders and just go for it, because no one else is offering up any real numbers for odds where your doctor can give you exactly what the odds are for, you know, for curing it, all right? Okay, let's move on to something else, SCX. It's a headline that grabbed me, because the study suggests that sex can actually help your brain grow in a very important part of, you know, in your hippocampus, more proliferation to more neurons, etc., comparing active sex lives with being a virgin. And I'm reading. It's in rats. I'm sorry. Hey. But it was actually fascinating because, you know, where are you going to be able to do research like this in humans? You know, line up some virgins and line up some non-virgins and have half of them have sex and then, you know, open up their heads and take out their brains and see what happens. Because they found all kinds of things, reduction in stress hormones. They went on and on for the physiology for things that we have known, in that people who indulge in a little more sex seem to have less cortisol and stress hormones and fewer, you know, everything from fewer headaches and immune system, you know, the whole rap about how healthy sex is, and less violence, less anxiety, less hostility. And by the way, they found some of that even with the, in the rats. And, sex triggers prolactin. Now that's the orgasm hormone, at least in humans, and sends a message to, cells in the brain to produce new neurons, and it goes on and on. All right, let's talk to Tomas. How you doing, Tomas?
Hey, doctor. How are you?
I'm fine, sir.
I was just wondering, so I've been drinking 5-hour energies in the morning, kind of replaced my morning coffee, and I was wondering if you've heard anything negative about them.
Yeah. Well, tell me first why you would replace, you know, God's nectar, a coffee, with something you buy in a can.
Well, that's a good question. I'm not sure, really, but I just, it's convenient. Comes in a little bottle. I take it wherever, you know, just in my.
Yeah.
I drink it, and it seems to work.
Yep. Well, I would agree with you, and of course, I'm a coffee drinker, that, you know, making a cup of coffee can be a pain. I've been through every kind of method there is, and So I can hear what you're saying. And yes, it does work. But I got to tell you that, and we just had a different version of your question earlier, earlier in the week, and it's caffeine. It's the same deal. But the amount of caffeine, which I don't think by law they have to list on the label because they want it to seem like it's mysterious. Because if they tell you that you're paying that money for caffeine, you'll feel like you're being ripped off. So they list other things. Most commonly, guarana, which is a Brazilian herb that actually has caffeine-like stuff in it, but I don't think does enough to make a difference. But in Brazil, they brew it and get a little bit of a buzz out of it. And taurine, which does nothing, etc. And, of course, caffeine. And the other thing is that you mentioned, you know, it's in a bottle. And I have to always make this point. You think how long it takes you to drink, you know, stop off at your favorite, you know, convenience store, get that cup of hot piping coffee and how long it takes you to drink it. And if you look at how long you slug down your energy drink, it goes down much more quickly, goes down like a soda. So it's hitting your stomach more quickly. Your blood level rises. And that's really what that initial jolt is that you're getting. So I don't really know of long-term harm. Everybody's kind of looking at it. I mean, there are people who overdo it. And they get caffeineism, they're jittery. And listen, a little extra caffeine increases anxiety. It increases stress and tension. And so it's really not a good thing in excess. And the amount in some of these drinks is more than you would get in the amount of coffee you normally drink, depending upon your habit. If your habit is a cup of coffee in the morning, you're definitely getting more. If your habit is 15 cups in the morning, of course, one of these energy drinks isn't going to equal that. So no big deal, but not any different than the equivalent amount of coffee. So amount of coffee is 100 milligrams, let's say a really good thick brewed cup of coffee, 100 milligrams of caffeine. And if you can go online, maybe find out what's in some of these drinks, but then you have to factor in the fact it goes right into your bloodstream quickly, so you get a bigger jolt. All right, 1-800-548-TALK. 1-800-548-TALK or 8255. Dr. Dina Dell here.
After practicing law for almost 15 years in Salem, Massachusetts, attorney Jeremy Cohen just found a way to get paid faster with AcceptPay from American Express Open.
For us, the case doesn't start until the check comes in.
So with AcceptPay, invoices go out and payments come in online and get deposited right into your account. That's changed things for you quite a bit, right?
It's a huge relief not hearing the checks in the mail.
Must be a lot more convenient for your clients, too, especially when they need your services quickly.
It's great. We get paid in 15 minutes instead of 5 days.
And that's got to be good for your business.
I can't imagine how we got by without it.
It does sound like a better way to work. Is anything else different for Cohen and Associates now that you're using AcceptPay? Any other changes?
I used to pay $2,000 a month just on stamps.
Wow. Getting paid faster, more payment options for your clients, and $2,000 of found money each month. To learn about the online payment solution that's built for business, visit open.com/acceptpay. Start booming. AcceptPay from American Express Open, powered by PaySimple. Terms, conditions, and restrictions apply. Visit open.com/acceptpay for details.
And now Grocery Outlet presents Thoughts from Aisle 3. Chicken gets a bad rap. And when I say rap, I don't mean chicken can't drop fat beats and spit lyrical madness. Maybe they can, maybe they can't. It's the word chicken. Why does not jumping off a cliff make you a chicken? I say it makes you wise. And Grocery Outlet honors that wisdom with some extremely wise prices. Right now, all-natural California premium brand chicken tenders in the freezer, 2.5-pound pack for $4.99. You save up to $6. Plus, 2.5 pounds of your choice of frozen chicken drumsticks or thighs are just $1.99. That's just 79 cents per pound. And Kashi all-natural family pack frozen pizzas, that's 3 large roasted vegetable pizzas for $7.99. You save $5. That's a fat deal. With a PH, whatever that means.
Grocery Outlet Bargain Market.
Each family run and independently operated. Go to groceryoutlet.com or call 888-BARGAIN for the store nearest you.
There's a lot of talk about cancer these days. But when it comes to prostate cancer, many people don't want to talk about the treatment because the side effects can sometimes be as concerning as the diagnosis. That's why many prostate cancer patients turn to El Camino Hospital. Our leading-edge experts work closely with each patient to choose the best treatment. We look at the patient's disease stage, fertility issues, and potential complications. In addition to chemotherapy and other non-surgical options, we offer traditional surgery and minimally invasive robotic surgery. Robotic-assisted prostate surgery helps minimize pain, scarring, and side effects. We now also offer CyberKnife radiotherapy, a cutting-edge radiation treatment that involves no cutting at all. El Camino Hospital is tough on prostate cancer and easy on you. That's something to talk about. Register now for a free two-step prostate cancer screening starting in August. Call 800-216-5556.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to the program. All right, so I looked up the ingredients online. First of all, lots of vitamins that you don't need. Vitamin B6, vitamin B12, niacin, folic acid. And my little thing is too small for me to read the amounts, but I'm seeing lots of zeros. So this is where you get, you know, too much. And then under the energy blend, tyrosine, amino acid, you don't need it. Phenylalanine, same. Amino acid, you don't need it. Does nothing. Eat a hot dog. Any protein you eat is going to have these in it. Taurine, same. Malic acid, nothing. Glucuronolactone, nothing. And then, hidden at the bottom, caffeine. And once again, I don't think I can see the amount. And the original energy formula, it says contains a caffeine equivalent to a cup of a leading premium coffee. Extra strength contains a caffeine comparable to 12 ounces of the leading premium coffee. So, you know, that's what it is. That's what it is. Yeah, and it's, oh, there's an idea. Let's put out a decaf energy drink. There is one. A placebo one. Oh, I love that. All right, we're gonna do an email. We're trying to be good.
I would love to.
And pay attention. Ask Dr. Dean at live.com, and we want to be good and answer some of these. By the way, we incorporate some of it. We see a lot of questions on something. We incorporate them into the show. But fire away, Heather. I suppose I should ask you ahead of time. what you're gonna hit me with?
I've always got a letter handy. Especially this one from Darlene, because it's so great. I mean, we're already, halfway through bikini season. But she says, hi, Dr. Dean, can you recommend any treatment for cellulite in the thigh areas? I'm blah, blah years old. I'm not overweight, but I have cellulite in my thigh areas. Welcome to being a woman. Anyway, yes. I have started exercising again and notice improvement, but want to rid myself of this pesky problem. Is there anything that can be done to improve the appearance in the upper thighs, such as creams, massage, laser treatment, etc., types of exercise regime, diet, and she also said eliminate alcohol. Listen, Darlene, from me, Heather, I make sure that everyone around me has alcohol, and then they don't even remember what my legs look like. Good idea, huh?
That's a very good one. Oh, my gosh. First of all, you're not overweight, and there's no one on earth who doesn't have some cellulite, depending on how you play it, the angle, the lighting. Newborn baby. Those of you who had babies, you pinch their little butts, right? Pinch the little babies, brand new. They're not drinking alcohol. There's no toxins, right? Pinch them. They've got cellulite. It's just simply due to fibers that are hanging, that are pulling down like the buttons on a mattress. That attach lower down. Listen, this is a sign of beauty in some cultures. Go to Hottentots, and there's a classic condition called steatopygia. It's genetic. They're all born with it. It's a sign of beauty. Big old cellulite buttocks. So the easiest way is to not let the fashion magazines make you crazy. They airbrush them out. And don't you love it? It's a big cover story when, somebody is caught in a bathing suit someplace and the photographer, took 100 shots a second and happened to catch the one where that's the worst. The movie star is walking, catches a little cellulite, and they go, oh, no, look what she's got. So the best thing would be forget about it. Exercise, fine. Don't give up coffee. And I have to say, honestly, there are a few techniques on the market now claiming to help. There's no rub-on creams. They were promoting them a few years ago. It's ridiculous. How can that help deepen the tissues, rubbing something on your skin? A couple of things that some dermatologists, some plastic surgeons, and others who are not in that specialty are doing with highfalutin claims, because a company comes up with, you know, pictures of before and after that impresses people. I am not convinced. These are suction vacuuming type things, not under your skin, not surgical, though some doctors claim you can surgically remove these, but I still wouldn't recommend that. I don't think it's worth it, especially if you're not overweight. So I'm not impressed with the data on these things that are taken off around the country, and even some doctors with MDs after their name, which doesn't mean that they always use things that work. We've been there before. So I don't think there's anything. How's that? I don't think there's anything you can do. Losing a little weight because, you see, if your mattress isn't stuffed as much, the little buttons don't appear to, you know, pull in the little dimples as much. So that could make sense. But you're not overweight, so I wouldn't, I'm not going to sweat it. Of course, it's not my legs. Sorry, I can't cure it for you. Let's talk to George. How you doing, George? Welcome.
Fine, how you doing?
Fine, sir.
My question is, my wife, I was listening to what you're saying about the vitamins being useless, and I agree. But my wife takes fish oil pills, and she's pregnant. Is that productive? Does it do anything? Does it help her?
Well, you know, first, I don't know that there's ever been a good study in fish oil in pregnancy. Is there a particular reason that she's doing it?
No, not that I know of. Only thing I know that she has, like, anemic blood deficiency.
Yeah. Well, I don't see fish helping that. Fish oil, you know, has not even been shown to be effective in healthy people. Healthy older people don't have heart disease. It's the main reason people take it. That's some anti-inflammatory aspects of it, and some people believe it can help with inflammatory conditions. Some people believe it might help with depression, and the list goes on for the claims. Hard data is hard to find. And when it comes to pregnancy, if something has not been tested in pregnant women or pregnant animals, then I think you want to be super, super careful, because nature does a funny thing. You know, when women first get pregnant, you know how they have their funny taste things and their obsessions. You know, either they can't stand a whole range of foods they used to enjoy, or they have certain cravings. And some have hypothesized it's evolutionary, that that happens because nature doesn't want a woman eating a lot of strange things and strange plants and things that could be toxic to her or her baby. Yet on the other side of the coin, nobody would suggest a pregnant woman not eat fish. Fish is healthy food, and I would recommend a pregnant woman include fish in her diet. So if her dose is moderate and she's not going crazy with it, I'm not going to fight it, even though I can't point to data that it's safe or effective for anything in pregnancy. And for the sake of preserving your relationship, I guess I'd go mellow on it, and then once again, can't point or come up with any dangers. All right, I'm Dr. Dean Adele. 1-800-548-TALK, 1-800-548-TALK. Again, 1-800-548-8255 or TALK.
I was excited to finally get some warm weather until I saw them. Little clouds of insects swarming around. So I called Planet Orange at 1-800-7-ORANGE and scheduled a free termite inspection.
It's termite swarming season. If you think you may have termites, don't wait. Call Planet Orange now at 1-800-7-ORANGE for a free termite inspection. Planet Orange is California's largest certified orange oil treatment company. In as little as 4 hours, they can completely eradicate termites using orange oil, which is derived from the rind of an orange. It's so effective that every job is backed by an industry-leading 2-year unconditional guarantee. Call 1-800-7-ORANGE for your free termite inspection and ask about Planet Orange's home greening services, which make your home energy efficient without hurting the environment. Call 1-800-7-ORANGE or go to planetorange.com. That's 1-800-767-2643 for Planet Orange.
Planet Orange got rid of the termites in just one afternoon. It couldn't have been easier.
Planet Orange. Doing the right thing was never so easy.
If you're looking for the fastest internet, triple the HD channels on your TV and online, and an on-demand library approaching 20,000 titles, look no further than Xfinity. Let's start with your TV. Any Room DVR is now available through Xfinity with crystal clear HD quality in every room. And your TV on your schedule thanks to Xfinity On Demand, which you can even access online at no additional cost. Plus, beginning this month, Xfinity is launching My DVR, which allows you to program your DVR from anywhere using a computer or smartphone. Again, no additional cost through Xfinity. Now to Xfinity high-speed internet with its enhanced fiber optic network, giving you an unparalleled online experience and peace of mind with your valuable files kept safe in Xfinity's online storage, accessible from anywhere. And Xfinity Voice rated number one in call clarity with unlimited local and long-distance calling within the U.S., Canada, and Puerto Rico. So much to offer. From house calls to operators available 24/7, Xfinity is always there for you. Get real live support and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 800-XFINITY today.
When shopping for back to school, Office Depot is the place to go. Here's why. This week, get a free backpack with a $10 minimum purchase. Also, Office Depot has a wide variety of other back to school items for under a dollar. So for the smarter way to go back to school, choose Office Depot. Office Depot prices won't be beat. Guaranteed. Valid 8110 to 8710. Backpack is a $6.99 value. Selection varies by location. Limit 2 per household or business. If you find a lower price on an identical product advertised to competitors, we will match it. Certain restrictions apply. Please visit OfficeDepot.com for full details.
Question: how can you be sure a company is good? In today's Diamond Certified Spotlight, consumer Carrie Daly shares her answer.
I've been burned a number of times, and so I've learned the hard way that if I use Diamond Certified, I'm not going to get burned.
You'll feel confident when choosing a Diamond Certified company. Each is scored highest in quality in the most accurate ratings anywhere. Read each company's updated research report and verbatim customer survey responses for free at DiamondCertified.org.
Hi, everybody. Dr. Dean Adell here. Welcome back. And I got to read this one. This is an email that just expresses so many things. It has to do with extraterrestrials and aliens and a comment that I made. And he has me. This is from Michael in Wisconsin. Until the end. Let's point out the known universe is 16 billion years old. We have the newer section, 4 billion years old. Look at where we've come in the past 100 years. Compare that to 12 billion years. We've gone to the moon and hope to go to Mars. We strive to reach out and go beyond. So far, I'm with them. The unbelievable vastness of this universe, it would be unlikely that just one planet would have life. By doing the math and examining the known possible ways life can spread through the galaxy, well, I don't know if there's known possible ways, one has to come to the outcome that life must be everywhere. Okay, I can understand that. And yes, mathematically you would think, and yet the likelihood of the exact same conditions, exactly the same that led to our kind of life, fairly remote. Nevertheless, it could happen. And then here's where he goes off the deep end. I do believe extraterrestrials are among us. I can't prove they are, just like you can't prove they are not. And this is often where the pseudoscience argument ends. What he said ahead of it, what he said in the beginning of his email, has nothing to do with the final conclusion. Beginning of his email says, yes, it's, the universe is vast and who knows. But as far as extraterrestrials among us, I don't understand why people want to believe in things that there is not a shred, a single shred of evidence for, and that go beyond, you know, comprehension. So, no, I think anyone who believes that aliens are among us, you know, needs to go back to science class. And I'll stick by my guns until some of you come up with some kind of evidence that there's something here and there's been nothing in all these years. All right, Dr. Dina.
The Internet. It's indispensable. Without it, how else would we perform crucial functions like shoe shopping, watching videos of a cat playing the piano, emailing inspirational anecdotes to our 1,000 closest friends? But despite these awesome utilizations of information technology, at Kaiser Permanente, we found some better uses, like being able to securely manage your own health online 24/7, emailing your doctor's office, checking most test results, reviewing meds, making routine appointments, not to mention a vital digital connection between you, your doctor, and everyone on your team. Could it be that making total health smarter, more efficient, and more convenient is the very sort of thing for which the internet was intended? Maybe, but that doesn't mean you shouldn't fit in a cat video now and then. We're Kaiser Permanente, and we want you to live well, laugh well, and thrive. Learn more at kp.org/thrive.
You can easily find a big bank where you're treated like a number. You can find a small bank with just a few basics. But have you found a bank that's just right? Hi, I'm Sandy, Vice President of Fremont Bank. Since 1964, Fremont Bank has valued and treated our clients with respect. We've honored our commitment to the community by building a strong, solid foundation to provide you with sensible financial solutions today and in the future. Not only does Fremont Bank provide great mortgage loans, but complete personal and business banking services, including wealth management. With convenient branch locations and ATMs, I'm sure there's one close to your home or business. And our online banking is a great option, too. Find out why so many clients believe we're a better bank. Drop by one of our branches, call 800-359-BANK, or check us out on the web at fremontbank.com. Fremont Bank, not too big, not too small, just right.
Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Republicans want to hold hearings on whether kids born here to illegal immigrants